Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in.
Creator of a Darren Young fans, welcome to the Raw Rewind show for March 2nd, 2015. Raw was really good. It was better than last week. But yeah, it was better than last week. I thought Raw was good. All right, so here we go. Kicked off Raw with Seth Rollins. And he said that he just see where the New Jersey's own John Stewart is on his way to Monday Night Raw tonight. He said unless Stewart wants to get down on his knees and beg for forgiveness, he might as well not show up. He said this isn't some Jerry Lawler and Andy Kaufman situation. He said tonight he's going to prove that he can do Stewart's job better because he is the future of WWE. He said, I am the hand-picked shining jewel of the authority while raising his money in bank briefcase. He said unlike the Daily Show where they give away tickets for free, everyone in attendance tonight paid to see Seth Rollins. He said paid to see Seth Rollins. And then Roman Reigns' music hit, and Reigns came in the ring smiling. And he told Rollins, he said, don't stop because I want to become a hit live and hear everyone tell Rollins that he sucks live. He said, please continue. Rollins says, well, I am worth more than Michael Jordan because he can outwork everybody. He said, I can outtalk John Stewart. I'll grab Wiz Khalifa. I'll eat Mark Henry. Don't let my abs fool you. And I can even out-wrestle you, Reigns. He said, I'm going to be the next WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And you can't beat Brock Lesnar. You feel like you can beat Brock Lesnar. And I know I can, you know, beat you, he said. Roman Reigns said, you know, remember you didn't get the job done at the Royal Rumble. You know, you didn't come to the WWE World Heavyweight Champion then. He said, I want to give Rollins, he said, I want to give you an opportunity, and he said, I only have one question. Are you mad enough to cash in that contract and beat me and Brock Lesnar in a triple threat match in the main event at WrestleMania? Can you do that? Rollins says he could do that, or he could wait until Reigns and Lesnar take other pieces, then maybe he could cash in on whoever is left standing. Or maybe I could wait until the night of WrestleMania when the entire world will be watching Monday Night Raw. Reigns says that maybe he can just punch Rollins in his mouth. And then Reigns punched him in his mouth, and Reigns hit a Superman punch on Noble and a spear on Mercury, as an upset Rollins walks the ramp. I was very, very happy to see them really promoting the Divas Championship. Match later on in the night because of the rematch. And let's see. Okay. So then we went backstage with Seth Rollins dealing with JJ Security. Randy Orton walked up and said, well, wow, Seth, that was embarrassing. Orton says he believes in Rollins and thinks he should demand a match one-on-one Roman Reigns tonight. He said that way Rollins can prove he can not only out-talk John Stewart, but he out-wrestle Reigns. Rollins says he can out-wrestle anyone on the WWE roster and said, I will handle this on my own. So then we had the Intercontinental Champion, Bad News Bear, take on Dean Ambrose in a knockout match. So Ambrose has the Intercontinental Championship once again. Here we go. Ambrose was knees to Bear early. Bear fights back and shot to Ambrose in the opposite corner, including the camera take down Ambrose with some kicks and a chop. Ambrose was shot off the rope and then dropped a quick elbow. Ambrose with a splash running bulldog combo on Bear from the combo. Bear crushed Ambrose on top turnbuckle and Ambrose fell down to the mat. Bear with big knees buzzer and kind of do with a big boost in the Ambrose to the outside. Bear took back his pattern and held it up, pointing at the WrestleMania sign. Back alive, Ambrose was fighting to speed and there was a headbutt to Bear. Bear quickly dropped Ambrose, catching him with an elbow. Bear shot Ambrose on the outside and tossed him back inside. Bear got in R-Truth's face at ringside and Ambrose got involved. Back in the ring, Ambrose put a clothesline to Bear to the outside. Ambrose then tackled Barrett and tossed him back in. At ringside, R-Truth got the Intercontinental Championship. He took a seat back at the commentary table because R-Truth was again at the commentary table during this match. And change on Ambrose. He then saw Luke Harper standing behind R-Truth at ringside. Harper had out his hands and R-Truth handed him the title. And we saw Harper put the title over his shoulder and headed to the back. As Ambrose hit Dirty Deeds, Ambrose won the match, defeating the Intercontinental Champion, but it's better than not that match. It was weird. To see Luke Harper wanting to get the championship. It was really weird. Just the Intercontinental Championship just changing hands like for the past like 2 weeks or so. It's really crazy. The Miz, Demi Mizdow, they were backstage with a lot of the WWE stars and divas, and The Miz wanted to scream his new commercial. And Mizdow was warning Miz not to show it, but Miz wanted to show it, and it turned out to be some kind of like a mock of a Viagra commercial and called Viagra. It was kind of like insulting Miz. So back live, Miz freaked out, and the whole WWE 2000 D was out back there, and whoever else was like that just laughed at him, right? So Miz used Miz out of setting him up and then slapped him. Miz Dalvin got in his face and almost did something to Miz, but he calmed himself down when Miz threatened about no more WWE, and Miz Dalvin apologized. Which is really weird. I was ready for Danny Miz to just punch Miz back or something because it's crazy how Miz is treating Miz out. But I cannot wait to see what's going to go down in the next week and the weeks ahead with Miz and Miz out. Is Miz out finally going to snap? Because I feel like he can't take it, but we'll see. Bray Wyatt was on his way out to the stage. He walked by Wooden Cassidy. He said that what he's feeling is once again back in the air. He said, I wanted them to take it so capable of the hands of time and finally get them apart. Come on, Undertaker. Come out. Come out wherever you are. WrestleMania approaches. He said, I built this wooden casket just for you, Undertaker. He said, everything comes at a price, and he took out a gas container. He said, he's talking about always having a fascination with fire. He said that it has no feelings and it has an urge to destroy everything in his house, just like me. He covered the wooden casket in gas and tossed the container aside. He said, I will walk through the fires of hell to see the face of the Undertaker. No one can hide from me as the casket got set on fire. And he screamed, find me, find me. That was a very, very intense scene. I don't know if I've ever seen a promo like that for someone calling out the Undertaker that strong before, like Bray Wyatt in that scene on Raw. See, when will the Undertaker, or if he will, answer Bray Wyatt's challenge. Then we had a six-person tag as Cesaro tags and Kid, the WWE title champion, and Natalya took on the Usos and Naomi. Jay Early, Jay Fireback with a big shot and chop of his own. Taps Cesaro, who needs Jay in the jaw. Cesaro with a big uppercut to Jay. Jay with Samoan drop on Cesaro. Tags Naomi and Jay Lethal with the top rope talking out. Sorry, taking out Cesaro here, rolled out. Natalya also got the tag, so Naomi came in because it's a mixed tag. Naomi with a big kick to the stomach, and Natalya jumped up and favored her leg. Natalya kicked Naomi out, crawled over, and tagged in. Kid as Jimmy got the tag. Jimmy missed the kick, and Kid followed with a kick to the gut. Jimmy with an uppercut to Kid and a shot to Cesaro. Jimmy puts off the top rope, taking out Kid, tagged to Jay. This was the 10th double super kick on Kid, and Kid avoided it, tagging in Natalya. Naomi with the roll up on Natalya. This is Naomi defeating Cesaro, tagging Kid and Natalya. Seth and Madison Natalya Archibald attacked against Cesaro, and she screamed that her ankle was hurt. Natalya. And the crowd just enthused that. Then we came out. Next, John Cena came out, and he talked about his plans for WrestleMania 31. So he said, it seems like there's an audience divided tonight. He said, it's one of those rare occasions where those down in the corner are having a wonderful time. He said, he thought that was going to reach that fast and reach the turn down the rematch. He said, those who aren't in my corner, I have news for you. Don't say this happens for too long. He said, as much as he'd like to handle reach his first loss at WrestleMania, if it isn't meant to be, then he isn't going to whine and complain. I'm going to death and overcome. He said, Rusev was a marked man, and sooner or later, he would get his hands on him. His focus seems to be in WrestleMania, and he said, I'm entering myself into the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, and I want to make a giant statement to honor one of the WWE's greatest giants. As Stephanie McMahon's music kicked into Wrestling Cena. So Stephanie came to the ring, and one half of the Authority and the billionaire, or the Prince, I think you are, declaring yourself into matches at WrestleMania. He said, and it seems that a lot of people have done it, including The Miz and Fandango and other people. She said, and she talked about Cena's disparaging the name of Andre the Giant. She said, well, excuse me if I take a little personally when you, you know, talk about Andre the Giant. You know, a photo of her and Andre as a little girl. She called him, you know, his friend. She called him her friend. There we go. And she denied his injury into the Battle Royal. She said nothing being it. And Cena said, well, the thing he liked the most about that photo, he could tell that she wasn't the bitch she is today. And Stephanie said, you can call her names, but I still have the final say. Cena points out, well, I've been in 10 WrestleManias, and I figured that would qualify me for the match. Stephanie said, well, you figured wrong. You haven't exactly been a friend to the Authority. You could get the job done against Rusev, and maybe it is time for them to find someone who really can. Cena told her, stop the crap and save the date. You leave him out of WrestleMania. Stephanie inverted him and said, what? And what? She said, what, Cena, what? She said, you think WWE, is it going to thrive? He said, Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart, they left WWE, and they thought the same thing, and WWE is still thriving. And she said, the people want Cena to sit this one out, prior to the Yes Chant. And Stephanie says, well, for once, I actually like this chant. She said, you aren't special. You aren't unique. It's not where WWE would be without John Cena. It's where would John Cena be without WWE. Because that's what came out. I walked out with his hashtag WrestleMania shirt saying, don't change the channel because WrestleMania is running wild. He said, I have yet to be eliminated from the Royal Rumble match and offer my services to fight, you know, offer my services to fight Lucha for the United States Championship. He said, well, I'm already in the Armstrong and Giant Memorial Battle Royal, but keep it three crowd in New Jersey for the Axel Mania chant. Definitely talk about, how he respects Stephanie and her words are inspirational. And Stephanie said, well, there you go, you know, someone who finally understands. And she was talking about how the accent's on the rise. Well, yours is kind of going down the drain. And she was like, well, how about you prove yourself by facing Curtis Axel right now? And in the ring, and Stephanie said, well, the only way that you can face Rusev at WrestleMania is if you can change his mind to make the match. And then Axel had a question for Cena. He said, what you going to do when Axelmania runs wild on you after the shirt? And Cena got the mic and said, I'm going to give you, I'm being very serious, you're listening, seriously. He said, I'm going to give you one chance to walk out of the ring. Because when this match starts, if this match starts, you will not walk out of this ring. Fading it. That was fading it. Cena live and John Cena never turns back. Okay, position. Axel was doing an Axelmania chant. So, Axel started posing like Hulk Hogan. Cena hit a big clothesline dropping Axel. Cena then hit a right hand that dropped Axel. Cena with an AA lock on the STF. After tap dropping the defeat, Curtis Axel was a very, very good match. After the match, Rusev and Lana walked out. Lana congratulated John Cena on the victory. And Rusev grabbed the mic and said his answer about facing Cena is the crowd started a lot USA chant and the Yes chant and the USA chant. He said, this is my decision, you ignorant American. And then he said, my decision is no. Still no, you know. As well as she flashed up over the ring near Cena. It was really, really crazy. Really insane that Rusev doesn't want to give Cena another chance. So what's his mind for him to actually what's it gonna take for John Cena to actually inside Rusev's head and get that WrestleMania moment, just like he has for the past 10 years. So it's gonna be really interesting. We'll see. All right, then they showed a video of Michael Hayes and R. Anderson talking about Sting, Triple H that came out for the ring, the WCOO. So he said, I looked Vince McMahon in the eye back in 1995 that I just wanted an opportunity. So 20 years later, Sting made the most of the opportunity. And he talked about giving Sting an opportunity to allow his legacy to be immortalized through DVDs, merchandise, and the WWE Network. He said, Sting turned all that down to have a match on the biggest stage of them all. He said Sting chose to deal with the wrong guy. Triple H said Sting was stepping into the ring with the King of Kings of WrestleMania. And he would make sure, after Sting's career never existed, he talked about how people wonder why Sting came to WWE. And Triple H said, he sure JBL has a theory. And even Booker T spent time in WCW with Sting, so he invited Booker T to five times, WCW champion of the Hall of Fame, to jump inside the ring. Booker T got the mic and shook hands with Triple H. Triple H said he heard Booker T say earlier that Triple H helped make sure Sting never did come to WWE. But he says, I know Singh and I know Triple H. He said if I was in your position, I probably would have blocked Singh for coming to the WWE too. Triple H said that is a lot of what he hears from the little kids banging away on the keyboard on the internet. Booker said Singh was the last man standing WCW. Best for business or not, you can't control Singh. Nobody can. Ric Flair couldn't control Singh. Singh is now here, and Triple H, you have to deal with him in WrestleMania. Triple H thinks Singh didn't want to come here, and he said, control is a funny thing, you have it. He said, well, you don't have any control over your fate. It is a scary thing. And Triple H said, well, thank you, Booker. And by the way, you're fired. The crowd loudly booed that as Booker T had a shock on his face. Triple H said, I'm Booker, and Booker T exited the ring, grabbed his thing at ringside, looking like very shocked and upset, and left. And then Triple H told Booker to stop. He said, hey, just messing with you, man. I ain't firing you. You are great at what you do, and I want you on that commentary. He said, and who has the control in the situation? Control. Ultimate control. I've been handed an opportunity on a silver platter. I've been handed an opportunity to end a legacy, to end an icon, Triple H said. I promise to take advantage of the opportunity and promise to put an end to Singh at WrestleMania. Triple H exited the ring. He apologized to Booker and slapped him on the arm. Booker T returned to the commentary, you know, table with Michael Cole and JBL. So then we had Divas Championship on the line. Divas action. It was awesome. The Divas Champion, Nikki Bella versus Paige. They had entrances. Both Divas had entrances. Lillian, they promoted like it was a big fight because they promoted, like I said, throughout the night. So Lillian, she did actual ring introductions like, you know, you would do for like WWE World Championship or any other match. They actually did ring introductions. So it really felt grand and nice, and I loved it. So here we go. We started. Nikki with a quick shoulder tackle on Paige. Paige covers in Nikki chest first to the ropes, and Dion got Nikki to the rope. Nikki fell out of the ring, and Paige went for a baseball slide and went to a break. First time ever in a long time that I remember. Excuse me, Divas actually went to a break. So, they showed the rest of it on WWE app. Like, you know, it was really cool to see a Divas match continuing on WWE app because I don't think I've ever seen that before. So, it's really, really nice to see that. So, then back live on the air, if you're seeing it work, Nikki was applying pressure on the jaw Paige, driving her knee to her back. During the break, they showed Nikki in that battle, and the Bama slam on Paige. And Paige sent that they come back, and Nikki cut her off with the spine buster. The claws on both ladies were down. The referee started the break off. Paige with a super kick to Nikki. Paige lost in the PTO when Free jumped back in the ring and attacked Paige and Free coughed the bell. So you do as champion, Nikki Bella, but you went about the top Paige and went, Paige. And when the returning AJ Lee, her music hit, she ran down to the ring, hit an elbow to Brie and Nikki. AJ close on to Brie and close on to Nikki. AJ tackled Brie and dropped Rice. Nikki attacked AJ from behind, but Nikki was attacking AJ. Paige hit a super kick on Nikki. Paige and AJ then both kicked Brie. And then Paige and AJ sent Nikki into Brie to the outside. So it was pretty cool to see AJ return back on TV, and it seems like Paige has an ally now in AJ. Then we went backstage. AJ Lee was sitting around when Renee Young walked up and was at her interview. Came up and interrupted and said, well, who asked you to go out there, AJ? And she said, no one. And she said, I was sick of watching the Bella's bully, the Divas, while I've been gone, and I just wanted to get Divas a chance. And she was saying, what's that phrase? I forgot what the phrase was, but it was like frenemies and friends or something she said. And Paige was like, I think that's a good thing. I'm not sure. But then we had the Daily Show with Seth Rollins. So he called the New York, the Armpit of America. You know, they had to set up like it was the Daily Show, like a Comedy Central. Seth Rollins, like I said, obviously the host, changed his security with fine. So he called New York the Armpit of America, He said, I've really dominated Jon Stewart that night because they showed a recap of when he went on the actual Daily Show with Jon Stewart and interrupted the show. And he said, I'm proving tonight that I can do Stewart's job better. The first time it was Jon Stewart. He said, the audience has been dead silent just the way it was when he hosted the Oscars. Ron said, Stewart obviously isn't showing up tonight, just like how America didn't show up to the movie he directed a year ago. He said Stewart wants to retire on his own terms and that he would personally see to the retirement because he can't host the Daily Show with his jaw wired shut. So then came in the ring and he grabbed the mic yelling. He said, New Jersey. So it said, Rollins, you didn't earn hosting the Daily Show tonight. And he says, well, all you're doing tonight is saying that you barely can read. He said, Rollins asked if Stewart wants to make a fool out of him. And Stewart said, I can't make a fool out of a guy just like a SWAT team leader that looks like Lady Gaga. He's talking about being from New Jersey, Stewart did, and saying that this is how people greet each other in Jersey with a curse bomb. He said, I'm old school. I remember the rest of this. He said, Rollins and fought his way up like the great Mick Foley, Stone Cold Steve Austin, on The Undertaker. So it said, Rollins took a shortcut by becoming the poster boy of the authority. And he said, let me tell you something, poster boy. He said, you got to be stronger and maybe taller, but you have something, but I have something so that you don't have respect. And so it said, the authority doesn't care about you, Rollins, because Reigns and Lesnar. He said, when all is said and done, you will be left holding your briefcase, a briefcase you didn't earn. Because I remember I was there. I was at Money in the Bank, and you did not earn a briefcase, and you know who deserved it. So Rollins put out story and says, I've had enough. You've said enough. Shut up. I'm done with you. You know, he got in Phillip's face and grabbed him, you know, grabbing him by the suit, getting ready to attack him with Randy Orton's music kit. So because of that distraction, Stewart low kicked Rollins, like punched him and rode out of the ring, changed security, attended to there, but Rollins, Orton was fine, asking what happened. We saw a shot of Stewart taking his jacket off and swinging it above his head and Stewart headed to the back. That was really, really funny. Then backstage, Renee Owens with Jon Stewart, and Stewart talked about his local shot of Rollins, and Stewart asked if does the rest come this way? Because I'm going to walk this way. And he walked away quickly. Then had Daniel Bryan taking on Luke Harper. So Luke Harper has the IC Championship, like I said. And back live, I'm sorry, excuse me. Harper with a huge big boot and huge slam on Bryan right away. Bryan sent Harper face up to the second turnbuckle. Bryan with a drop kick on Harper in the corner. Harper quickly dumped Bryan over the top rope. As he had to break back live, Bryan with a body kick to Harper. Harper caught Bryan and dropped him face first off the second turnbuckle. Harper with a big overhead release from a few plus. He saw a replay of the impact of Bryan took the bump of his neck. Grounded a kick, roll up, and then a big kick to the head from Harper. Harper tried keeping Bryan grounded. Bryan counter. Got the other sucker fly as Harper tapped out Daniel Bryan. One. So after the match, Daniel Bryan exited the ring. Got up in the announcer's table and started the ESPN point at the WrestleMania sign. We suddenly saw a shot of Bad Spirit getting back his title at ringside. Dean Ambrose ran down, sent Barrett back in the ring and dropped him to the clothesline. He covered with a big boot taking out Ambrose and he grabbed the title. R-Truth and grabbed the title from Harper and started to leave. Harper grabbed him by the air and pulled him forward with a big clothesline. Harper grabbed the Intercontinental Championship, tossed it over his shoulder and headed to the back with Dolph Ziggler. Out of nowhere, came out with a super kick that dropped Harper. Ziggler then took the title. Ziggler then got up on the ladder at the top of the stage, climbed the ladder and held the title with Bryan, led a yes chant. So then we found the next inductee into the 2015 WWE Hall of Fame class is Alondra Blayze, otherwise known as Medusa. Congratulations. Woo! Our first diva of this year. So backstage, Seth Rollins, I couldn't believe John Stonebreson tonight. Randy Orton walked up and said, well, I saved your ass tonight, but not attacking Stewart because he said, you probably would have lost your job. And he said, well, so back live, Paul Heyman was in the ring. He introduced himself saying, my name is Paul Heyman. Like he usually does. And he said, I came here tonight to the Rand City, New York, to address some rumors. He said, my client, Brock Lesnar will be at WrestleMania. My client will be anywhere he damn well pleases before and after WrestleMania. Lesnar will be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion as long as he pleases. His Mike cousin Heyman adds, well, obviously I signed guys from New Jersey as the crowd booed that. Heyman mocked the WWE fans, saying they bonded to the fancy Daniel Bryan. Being one ranking the fast lane, he said Bryan would have been squished like a cockroach if he went up against his client. Heyman's Mike again cut and he got handed a new one by Lillian Garcia and he's in shape to Lillian, which was rude, saying finally you do something right. Which was some low-key shade. I was done. I was like, no, he didn't. He shaded one of the best ring announcers of all time. Like, iconic lady. Lillian Garcia. I love her. Continuing on. He said, the fans are buying into the hype around Reigns that confetti is already ready for WrestleMania 31. He's already booked by God himself. He said, not one legend is feeding what he said last week. He said Lesnar was simply Ronda Rousey your ass as his mic got cut again. He said, Reigns will get beat up by Lesnar WrestleMania. He said, you're going to be conquered by Brock Lesnar. Believe that. Heyman dropped the mic and Roman Reigns' music hit. Heyman hit at the ramp with Reigns and took the ring. So then we had Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. The main event. Here we go. So Reigns hit the show attacker early on Rollins, and Rollins rolled out. Rollins returned, locked up Reigns with the headlock. And another shoulder tackle, Reigns with an atomic drop in second, and Rollins rolled out of the ring. Reigns sent Rollins to both corners with force. Reigns dropped a big elbow and then sent Rollins to the corner face first. Rollins attempted the big comeback. Reigns with a knee to the gut, and Rollins caught Reigns with a big drop kick. Rollins with a kick to the chest of Reigns, and a shot to the back. Rollins tossed Reigns to the outside. Rollins distracted the referee, Jimmy Security tried to get in shock. Reigns popped him off right to Rollins and then dropped Mercury in the ring. Reigns went shoulder first to the ceiling post. Reigns is down as Randy Orton's music hits. We went to the break back live. We saw a shot of him watching at ringside as Rollins shot the elbows over Reigns. Sees him grounded. Reigns to the clothesline. Rollins missed a shot in the corner. Reigns tossed Rollins to the corner. Series of clotheslines to the corner. Rollins avoided another big clothesline. And Reigns connected with a tits-war slam. Mercury rolled in, and Reigns tossed him out. Rollins with a kick to the head. Rollins was going up top, and Reigns cut him off with an uppercut. Reigns to the back by a drop of Rollins off the top turnbuckle. Reigns was jumping close by the double on the ring apron. Rollins was back up top, jumped Reigns, caught him, and jumped Rollins to a huge sitting down problem, both men went up. Reigns with big rest to Rollins. Rollins with body shots. Reigns launched Rollins over the top rope. Big Show picked up Rollins. Reigns jumped off the ring apron, took out Big Show with the flying clothesline. Reigns tossed Rollins back in the ring, came the shot to the gut of Reigns, using the still chance referee to distract it. Reigns was rolled back in and found a way to kick out of a pin attempt by Reigns. Reigns sent a Superman punch on Rollins and then one on Kane, who jumped up on the ring apron. Reigns set up a spear in the corner when Orton held the ankle of Reigns. Rollins with a roll up to Rollins, defeating. After the match, we get a Big Show yelling, I told you, I told you. I guess I believe it was to Orton. So Roman Reigns was looking shocked. So he was looking shocked and frustrated as Reigns took out Kane, James Security, and Seth Rollins, jumping over the top rope. Then Reigns hit a shot to Big Show, hit a Kane, Big Show with the punch kicking Reigns. Reigns the man punch to Big Show and followed up with a spear. Reigns shifted off the turnbuckle and Reigns the spear. We saw a replay of Reigns taking out the Authority ringside, which he completely did. Reigns stared down the Authority. The show came to a close, which was awesome to see. So Raw was good this week. And that is your Raw result. You are around for March 2nd, 2015. I will say that Darren was on Raw Monday in that backstage segment with The Miz and all the other superstars. So be sure to go to DarrenFans.net right now to view coverage of that and view the segments entirely if you missed it, including some catches and more. And that would do it for our Raw Rewind show. Again, I'm Tara Turner, creator of Darrien Fans. Thank you so much for joining me. Visit our website right now, www.darrienfans.net. Right now, for the latest news on Mr. No Days Off, Darren Young, follow us on Twitter, Darrien Fans. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DarrienFans. Follow us on Instagram at Darrien Fans. Follow our Twitter, Susie, dedicated to our photo gallery at US Photos. Follow Dan on Twitter, Darrien Young, WWE. Follow Dan on Instagram at FREDARREN. Again, his Instagram is at FREDARREN. This podcast is on iTunes. Be sure to go tell us that right now. www.danielfans.net. Go down to the bottom of the page. Click the link. Boom. It's as simple as that. You'll get weekly new episodes on Monday through Fridays. Thank you so much in advance for subscribing. Again, it's for free on iTunes, so you definitely want to take advantage of that so you can get the weekly new episodes. And again, thank you for listening here at blogtalkradio.com for Blog Talk Radio for giving this awesome show. Having it for 1 year, and I couldn't be happier. And we won't be doing a show on Wednesday, tomorrow, so look for our SmackDown preview show on Thursday and our SmackDown rewatch show on Friday. Again, thank you so much for joining me, guys, on the Rival Run show. Again, have a great rest of your night, and we'll see you for everything SmackDown on Thursday. Bye, everybody.
You are now tuned in.